2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. If you're not signed up with us yet, well, the time's a ticking, folks. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N. You can get yourself 7 free days to the DFS Army, but this promo is only going to last until the end of this week. With that, you get access to our Domination Station, which you can use on PGA contests and for NASCAR as well. Of course, for NFL season, you'll be able to use it, but not for MLB. We have other options for that with our VIP tools. You can check all of that out for free for 7 days. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, but make sure you do so by Sunday. I am your host, Sal Walsh. Find me on Twitter at 14a.walsh. Find Keith Hall at Boomer's DFS Daddy on Twitter as well. So I finally just got out the NFL preseason article for the games on Wednesday and Thursday, and my goodness, it's hysterical because I don't think anybody knows useless NFL players more than I do myself.
There's preseason games on Wednesday?
One. You got one, and then the majority are on Thursday, but DraftKings is offering a Wednesday-Thursday slate.
Ah. Well, that shows you how interested in preseason football I am. I want to correct you on one thing. Domination Station will be available for MLB. We are in the final stages of development. Okay. And this is an optimizer, an MLB optimizer, unlike any that you have ever seen. It is personally, I don't want to say created because I didn't create it, but designed, I guess, is what you would say, by myself. Obviously, you know, I'm a big tournament player, so it's got a unique focus on building tournament lineups as well as cash game lineups. So it is going to be absolutely unbelievably phenomenal, just like all the other sports are as well. But this is going to be a different animal than anything that you've ever seen in MLB as far as any sort of optimizer. So it's coming, but it is not. It's in the final stages. So
now, when you say final stages, it will be ready by what day?
I can't give you that.
All right. Well, see, I wasn't wrong here. You said you were going to correct me, and use that for MLB. Jesus.
Yes.
Yesterday,
the word is yet.
You're eating Lay's during the promo read. Today, you're trying to correct me on something that wasn't even wrong.
I tell you, man. The word is yet. You have to say yet getting in there.
Oh my goodness. Oh my god. You know what else goes on tonight? The season debut of Hard Knocks, featuring the oh-so-wonderful Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so that should be a pretty fun watch this season.
Are you worried about the Hard Knock curse?
No, not really. I mean, of course, it's not something that I would be like, yeah, you know, it's going down, but it's here now, and I'm going to embrace it. So,
you know. I think it's going to be one of the better seasons of Hard Knocks.
I believe so, John.
I actually really liked the Cowboys season of Hard Knocks. It was it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but it gave you a different insight, especially you know, when it comes down to like cut days and stuff like that, and the fact that, you know, HBO goes no holds bar, and they don't sugarcoat anything by any stretch of the imagination. That makes it very, very, very entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the part I'm most looking forward to is, I haven't been down in Florida in quite some time. So You know, just being able to see, I guess, some of the surrounding areas. Like, I had been to a lot of Bucks games when I lived there. I actually dated a girl whose dad used to play for the Buccaneers when I lived down there. So, you know, I was able to. Well, I didn't. I didn't drop the name, but I will say he was two-time Pro Bowl safety. But
John Lynch?
No. Mark Cotney. John Gruden. John Gruden actually mentioned him in his book. You know, when that came out years ago. But yeah, I just think seeing a lot of that should be pretty fun. And yeah, again,
you know what I'm looking forward to the most?
Cheerleader up closes?
No, dude. I mean, I've got the best cheerleaders for my team, so I don't need to worry about your guys's.
Okay.
Dude, my cheerleaders have their own TV show.
I didn't say anything. Okay.
I'm looking forward to DeSean Jackson pimp slapping Mike Evans for not catching a ball.
I don't know about that, man. DeSean could, you know, this is kind of a 1 year, you can go do what you want to do sort of thing. Like, I just, all I want him to do is run deep routes. We got the rest of this field covered. So I wasn't a big fan of that DeSean Jackson signing, but nonetheless, you know, it should be a fun watch tonight. We do have 15 games on tonight's MLB slate. Looking forward to, I guess, resurrecting my life after last night. It was over probably about as quick as it started. Scherzer looked great, but none of the bats were coming along in tow, so that kind of pissed me off. But, hey, 15 games, a lot of mistakes to make, and a lot of good options to choose as well. But when we talk about the day's slate, we always start out with pitching. So who are we liking tonight?
For those of you that don't know me, this is extremely painful to say. I can't get off of Corey Kluber.
Ooh.
I just can't do it. He is, it just, everything kind of pops out the same. The Rockies have struggled versus right-handed pitching all season long. Cargo's not the, you know, he's still got power and he's been swinging a lot better the last 2 weeks, but he's still not the player that he was last season. He's still got glimpses, but this year has not been a good year for him. The other one is, it's just, when you look at it, Corey Kluber, I mean, yeah, the wOBA and the ISO aren't ideal, but the strikeout percentage is still close to 23%. You know, it doesn't matter who they put at shortstop, whether it be Pat Vileika or Trevor Story. You know, there's two strikeouts right there probably. You know, if Cargo's in the lineup, there's another one or two strikeouts. So that's, what, six strikeouts right there. You could probably get Nolan once. I mean, I would be surprised if he ends up with less than 9-10 strikeouts tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't see how he's not the top pitcher on the board.
All right. We've also got Chris Sale up there tonight going up against the Tampa Bay Rays. I saw a number from one of our guys earlier today, but Sale with 36 strikeouts and 3 starts against the Rays this season.
Yeah, 36 and 14 innings.
Yeah, not bad.
No, it's not at all. And
wait,
I mean,
14 innings?
21
maybe? 24?
No, there's only been two.
No, 34 and 2 starts? That's epic.
I could have swore he'd only... Yeah, it's like 16 a game.
Yeah.
I think he had a... Hold on, I'm looking. There's one with 12 strikeouts in 7 innings. Another 7 innings and 12 strikeouts. Another 7... Okay, so he averages... Okay, so it's 21 innings and 36 strikeouts. He averages 12 strikeouts and 7 innings a start versus Tampa Bay. Now, the last time they faced off on the first game, the 6th of July, that was in Boston, but Tampa did get him for, that was the Logan Morrison game, if you remember correctly. Tampa did get him for 4 earned runs. But, I mean, he still got you 45 points. Now, you're looking for – if one of these two goes off, you're going to need the lower – okay, so just to give you an idea, if Chris Sale is, say, 45% owned, and the only reason I say that is because he's a little bit cheaper, and technically – he's got just a tad better matchup. The Tampa Bay lineup doesn't scare you as much as the Colorado Rockies lineup does. Right. You know, just overall from a name value standpoint. He has, say he goes off for 55. Okay.
Okay.
Chris Sale. You're going to need Kluber to at least get you 50 at the lower ownership, and you'll be happy. Now, obviously, you would love for him to outperform Sale and, you know, get you the 55 to 60 at the lower ownership. See, that's in GPPs. I think that's what you're trying to accomplish today, is getting the higher score at the lower ownership. They're only a $300 difference, so it's not really gonna, you know, if you put in Kluber, you can easily pivot down to Sale if you want to. So you don't really have to worry about, you know, going up $1,200 to grab that extra talent. I think in tournaments, that's what you're hoping to try to do. Now, can you and are you going to be able to do that? I have no idea, because I couldn't even tell you what the ownership's going to be, and it's literally a coin toss between these two on who's going to end up outscoring or being the higher scorer.
Yeah, in looking at this now, just looking at some of the individual matchups here for Chris Sale against the Rays, Evan Longoria 3-for-30 against Sale with 13 strikeouts. Steven Souza Jr. 1-for-15 with 10 strikeouts. You know, trying to look at some of these other names on here, but, you know, it looks like the Rays have limited a couple of at-bats. Trevor Plouffe has a good history, 14-46. That's 304. Has struck out 16 times in those appearances. But even your boy Peter Borges, the lefty killer, struggled against Sale, 3-for-15. Does have a homer, but also 7 strikeouts as well. You know, this is actually going to be the fourth time that Sale has seen the Rays. And this is a little bit different of a Rays team than he's seen the last couple times. But, again, you know, they have hit 4 homers against in this season and 3 starts. That is the most of any team that, you know, has hit homers against in this season. But those 3 starts are also the most that he's had against any team this season. So, I mean, look, I'm more of a Sale guy. I know, you know, when we talk about Kluber going up against your boys tonight, you're going to add a DH in with the Rockies tonight. Not necessarily going to hurt Kluber from a strikeout standpoint, but I think that could put him in a little more trouble. And especially on FanDuel, I know Sale is actually a little cheaper than Kluber tonight. So
yeah, $300. That's what I was saying. If you build your lineup on FanDuel with Sale or with Kluber, then you can easily pivot down to Sale. But and you don't have to worry about, you know, alternating and doing a bunch of stuff with your lineup. So, one other thing, you brought up the DH for the Rockies. Sure. They're one of the few NL teams that probably have the ability to cope with adding a DH into their lineup, just because they've got so much depth on the bench, coming off the bench. Mostly it's outfield, but they do have, you know, like Pat Valaika. They can put both Valaika, I didn't even think about that. They could put both Valaika and Story in there. They could put Ramiel Tapia in there, who I'm guessing that's probably who it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I know the capabilities of the Rockies on both the positive and negative. I could see them striking out 12 to 13 times tonight. But I could also see them tagging Kluber for a couple runs if he's not on. You know, if I was building, you know, 20 lineups, say on DK, I'd make sure I had one or two with, you know, like a Nolan, Tapia, or and Charlie kind of mini stack. or something like that. Maybe not stack fully against them, but I want my dynamic players in there. You know, guys that can get on, steal a couple bases, score some runs, and Tapia and Charlie, and hit the long ball and Nolan and Charlie. So those are the guys I would want in there if I was going against Kluber. For Sale, I have no idea, because wasn't it Logan Morrison that got him twice in that game in Boston?
Twice, I'm not sure, but let's see.
I'm looking.
Well, he only has one homer against him career. But I think it was Morrison got him once, and then who was the other one that got him? Must have been Borges. I think it was Borges. None of the current Rays have more than one homer against Sale.
I forgot who it was.
It might have been Kiermaier, actually. Because now that you mention it, I do remember it being two lefties, and I'm pretty sure it was him.
Either Kiermaier hasn't played since the 6th of June.
Right, but that last start we were talking about, the double dong.
Was the 6th of July.
Oh, no.
Where he allowed four runs.
Okay. All right. Not him, though.
It was Souza got him for one.
Okay.
And I think you're right on Borges here. Hold on. Yeah, Borges got him for one.
All right. Yeah, my bad. I thought you were talking about the other star. No. So, yeah, I mean, you know, again, when we talk about these two, I don't think you're going to be able to make a wrong choice. But we'll say, you know, just looking at the money lines today, you know, Chris Sale, 210, pretty confident in that, seeing that number on the road. But Kluber, the opening line started at minus 200 for the Indians tonight, currently at minus 240. So good signs for both guys tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, this would be a night if you're a cash game player that I wouldn't mind you having the same lineup position wise, like catcher through outfield, and then just splitting your pitchers down the middle. Mm-hmm. If you're playing like, you know, 10 lineups and 50-50s, five with Kluber, five with Sale, I wouldn't mind that at all. I mean, I know it's the, you know, hedgy route to go, but I mean, I would, if one gets, one of them could get blown up. I don't think both of them are going to get blown up. The odds of both of them are getting blown up are slim to none. So,
all right. When looking at some other pitchers tonight, I'm a big fan of Jose Quintana. Lefty, going to be pitching at AT&T Park tonight against these Giants. We've seen a couple good performances against this Giants team, and we've also seen the Giants be a bunch of pain in the asses here before. Quintana, I believe a 180 favorite tonight on the road, which is pretty good. So in thinking that, would you consider dropping down about about $3,000 on FanDuel coming down to JQ?
I don't mind it. I think, yeah, it's more of a late slate play. I think where I would go if I was going to drop out of those two, oh God, FanDuel, you're making this awfully tempting. you know exactly who I'm talking about too. I wouldn't mind taking a shot with Zach Godley in tournaments and loading up on bats.
Okay.
Because the quality of bats that you're going to be able to get, you know, with Zach Godley over Sale and Kluber bats is going to be, you know, vastly different. And I mean, what would you say that the in tournaments the Kluber Sale ownership is going to be combined?
Combined? 60? I'm sure. Close? Yeah, I would say somewhere in that 60 range.
So 60% of the tournament player pool today is 60% of the lineups in tournaments are pretty much going to have the same player pool to pick from after they slot those two in.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea in tournaments if you want to, you know. Because Godley's got potential, and nobody's going to pick on Godley pick on the Dodgers in Arizona. Nobody's going to do it. It's just like Carlos Martinez last night. Nobody's going to pick on the Royals. And Carlos Martinez actually was, I think, besides 49. I think besides Dylan Bundy and Trevor Williams, he was actually the best overall play on the slate. Price, you know, taking Price into consideration. So, I think that's it's a tournament move, but it's one that could end up paying huge dividends as long as your bats go off anyways.
Gotcha. All right, let's take a look at some that I guess. I mean, Godley is certainly one that people are not going to think about.
Say his name.
I was going to go. I got an interesting one here with Chad Kuhl of the Pittsburgh Pirates because
I don't want to talk about him yet.
Well, we got to bring him up since I brought him up.
I want you to go $100 cheaper than Zach Godley.
Real quick, going to go to Zach Godley because I'm sorry, not Godley, to Chad Kuhl. But you got to think here. Look. Tigers losing their DH. Remember, they don't have too many lefties, which is against whom Chad Kuhl really struggles against. And Pirates, -170 favorites tonight. So, back at it again.
I'm not going down that far.
Well, great. Congratulations. Why don't you talk about the pitcher then?
Well, see, because here's my problem with Chad Kuhl, okay?
Okay.
Yes, we talked about him struggling with the lefties. And they don't have a lot, but you know, I mean,
come on with it.
He's got a 10% walk rate. His swing strike rate's 10.2. Line drive rate. I mean, I don't mind it. I don't like it. It's.
Ringing endorsement.
I'm not going to endorse him. I can't. He grades out absolutely horrible, even with as good of a matchup as he has. And I know the grade isn't everything. I know this. But maybe if I'm going with, like, the two most expensive stacks on the board, like an Astros and a Dodgers stack, you know, where I'm getting guys that, you know, were 3,500 that are overinflated in price, then yeah, I can see dropping down to him. But around that an Astros and a Washington Nationals stack, around that same spot, I've got, let's see here, Sal Romano versus the Padres. Who's in a better matchup? You could take another shot on Chris Flexen against Texas in New York.
5,000.
You could go to who was the other one? Oh, I just saw it. Oh, Adalberto Mejia versus the Brewers with their strikeout rate. The Brewers. Numbers versus left-handed pitching over the last 30 days. 254 wOBA, 117 ISO, 30% strikeout rate.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, there's got to be some strikeouts there. But I'm – FanDuel's tempting us. You know they are, right?
Of course. But they wouldn't be doing their job if they weren't.
Dallas Keuchel's 8,800. Yeah. Going up against the White Sox.
But again, I this is pretty simple fade for me because, again, you mentioned it yesterday, and we're kind of seeing it with some of these teams already where, you know, teams that are significantly ahead in their division, you really don't need – you know, their starters really don't need to be going that long. We saw Keuchel's first start back off the DL. That was a disaster. I understand it was against the Tigers, but – again, I don't have any confidence in him right now to be, especially with Kluber and Sale on this slate. No.
But here's the thing, okay? Who's going to play Dallas Keuchel now? He's put up a 12 and a 9. He hasn't pitched longer than 5 innings. Since he came off the DL, he's recorded 2 and 3 strikeouts. He's allowed 3 earned runs in both starts. Nobody's going to play him, right?
Right.
He's 8,800. He's got a better matchup than Zach Godley. He's got more upside than Jose Quintana. if he pitches six and gets you eight strikeouts and doesn't allow an earned run, he pays off his salary and he gives you the ability to get bats. I think it's – and see, this is why I say it's tempting between these three. I think he's going to be the lowest owned other than Godley. I think it goes Quintana, Keuchel, Godley, because people are just going to automatically see that price and kind of gravitate towards Dallas Keuchel.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, guys. He's a Tulsa boy. I love me some Dallas Keuchel. But everything that Al said is true, and we've been screaming and pounding the freaking desk the last two starts, don't play Dallas Keuchel. I didn't think Dallas Keuchel was going to get below 9,000, though, either, especially against the White Sox.
I don't mind that at all.
It's tempting. And it's a GPP long shot. I think if I'm making 20 lineups, obviously my top two are Kluber and Sale. My third would probably be Godley. He'd probably be number five as far as exposure. And that would be maybe one lineup. So it's a fantastic matchup, but you're playing with fire because we don't know exactly what you're going to get out of them. And that's the hard part to kind of decipher.
All right. Well, in order to be able to fit these high priced pitchers or decide which way we're going to be going, we got to talk about some stacks first. But who to you is really jumping off the page? I should note, though, before we begin, early on in the day, the Reds have the highest IRT decrease of the day at -0.4. Ooh, everybody watch out. But the highest increase of the day, the Minnesota Twins at 0.4, jumping all the way up to 5.3 as their implied live total. That puts them, let's see here, fourth best on the board. The Astros against the White Sox have the top implied run total tonight at 5.9.
Yeah, there's some major line movement already happening, and it's kind of going to be interesting to watch throughout the day. Something that, you know, a lot of people have kind of mentioned in our Slack already, Pittsburgh against Matt Boyd. They hit left-handed pitching pretty well. You've got Harrison, McCutchen, Freeze, Bell, Osuna, Mercer, and Sean Rodriguez. This is going to be a fully heavy left or right-handed lineup today for the Pittsburgh Pirates. I don't mind that at all. Andrew McCutchen's numbers versus lefties over the last 30 days, 527 WOBA, 625 ISO.
Hey now.
And he's not even the highest graded Pittsburgh Pirate today.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Jose Osuna is at 104.94 compared to Andrew McCutchen's 100.17.
Osuna with a triple on Sunday.
Yes.
Who knew?
He could pick him up and put him down.
Indeed. Now, I heard earlier today on MLB Network that the Arizona Diamondbacks absolutely own Kenta Maeda.
They do. So we were going to get to that.
So I go look at the numbers. I see a couple here that have my attention. Jake Lamb, though, of course. Oh, my goodness. He might be the top third baseman after looking at those numbers. But I did want to ask, you know, since we have that, you know, we've seen a lot of the Dodgers bullpen. They got some ridiculously talented arms even before the trade deadline. Now, you know, now with that, I mean, forget about it. They're locked in. So how much of a stake are you going to have in the Diamondbacks knowing that, you know, we're probably going to see, you know, maybe 3-4 innings from a very talented bullpen?
Well, that's if they're ahead or neutral. Let's not forget, this talented bullpen doesn't come in. Dave Roberts is not going to waste their arms and their bullets on getting blown up. So, and if, you know, you see that bullpen anyway, then your offense didn't do the job anyway, so that lineup's almost dead. You know? I don't mind, because if I stack against the Dodgers, I'm doing it if my stack did its job, I'm not seeing guys like Kenley Jansen and, you know, the rest of those guys. I'm not seeing them, you know, unless the Dodgers make a comeback or they're hitting the ball just as well, which, I mean, is a possibility, but still. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind the Diamondback stack. They do kind of own Maeda. He's not a good pitcher in Chase. I don't know what the numbers are offhand, but I know they're not good. You've got...
I'll take your word for it.
it's unbelievable. Yeah, like, Jake Lamb is 9 for 20 with 2 home runs and 3 doubles.
Yeah.
And only 2 strikeouts. And his average exit velocity in 17 batted ball events is 88.1.
Get it, girl.
So the only one that there are two other guys that are, three that are more significant. And that would be Robinson Cano, Nelson Cruz, and Jose Altuve today. It is definitely in play. But yeah, I mean, when you just go starting to look through these, you know, just the numbers for the teams as far as their overall DFSA grade on projected lineups,
right?
They're one of the top. So okay. I don't mind that at all.
I like it.
Now it could change based on the lineup they put out. Don't get me wrong, but it's still something to definitely pay attention to.
Oh, for sure. Now, looking at some numbers here while we're going through that, both sides here, the Yankees and the Blue Jays, both have some pretty good BVP numbers against the particular pitcher that is going tonight. So for the Yankees, you got the lefty CC. For the Blue Jays, you got another lefty in Jay Happ. And just looking at here, a lot of these numbers are solid. Now, I know that the Blue Jays don't have the greatest numbers against left-handed pitching. However, you got three guys in Kendrys Morales, Steve Pierce, Justin Smoke, been known to bash a southpaw or two in their day. I like all those guys. Those are all fine and wonderful. And then, you know, on the Yankees side of things, the numbers are good. They're not tremendous, but pretty good enough to get some runs across the plate here today.
Yeah, and it's weird, too, because Justin Smoke usually doesn't show a lot of power from the right side of the plate. Normally, his power swing is come from the left side. But over the last 30 days, 357 ISO versus left-handed pitching, which is by far probably one of the best stretches of his career. Make no mistake about it, this is a career year for Justin Smoke.
Absolutely.
Coming
a long way from that Seattle Mariners organization.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, first base is, we talk about it a lot of times. First base is kind of a loaded position today. It's got value. It's got high price. It's got mid tier. It's got it all. And I am very, very, very interested to kind of dive into this position a little bit more. Just because I think that it's worth noting that this Blue Jay stack is probably one of the top stacks of the day. So,
by the way, I knew it was wrong. Justin Smoke drafted by the Texas Rangers, but quickly pawned off to the Mariners.
I knew it was wrong.
As soon as I said it. Whatever. All right, so we've got that. Taking a look at some other numbers around the league. I don't know. What else do you like here with stacks?
I like your boys tonight.
Okay.
They are...
Now, tell them we start getting some respect on this damn show.
They are currently the number 2 rated offense on the board as far as stacks are concerned. Overall team grade of 59.52. Daniel Nava's doing well. I mean, the only one that's struggling right now is Tommy Joseph. Now, their numbers are a little bit inflated because of the fact that they were just in Coors. But let's not forget, when they were in Coors, it's not like they smacked the ball around and, and put up double-digit types of runs. So you can't take too much consideration into that. But going against Julio Teheran in this ballpark, I love the top four in this lineup today. Hernandez, Galvez, Nava, Nick Williams. You could probably even throw Odubel Herrera in there. I think they are phenomenal plays today, and I don't think anybody's going to – I think on a 15-game slate, obviously we don't have to worry about ownership, but I think on a 15-game slate, nobody's going to even touch them. They're just going to get looked over.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And they're not that expensive either. I mean,
No. They never will be. Now, Teheran does have some pretty good numbers against – good amount of this Phillies team, but again, the ballpark and all that should certainly help them. I remember the Phillies, they came out absolutely raking the first two games at SunTrust Park when they played there earlier this season. So hopefully, you know, we get those things. But I will say a couple of these numbers do scare me a bit. Altair, 2-for-13, 7 strikeouts. Does have a homer against against Teheran. Cesar Hernandez, 2-for-23, 5 strikeouts. And then Odubel Herrera, 4-for-21, 3 strikeouts against Teheran. Yeah, all those numbers aren't that great, but you do have some nice pieces in here. Freddie Galvis has hit Teheran really well. Cameron Rupp, even. Nick Williams, a guy that Tehran's only seen, what, twice in his career. This is a good option to go to as well. But yeah, certainly. Hey, if we're going to show my boys some respect, who am I to disagree with you?
I'll take that. So
yes.
Another one that's popping off the page, they are actually currently the highest, is Oakland
against Miranda. He is out of Seattle. That is the best time to go with him.
Yes, absolutely. So there's not one guy in the projected starting lineup that Dustin Garneau.
Yes,
I didn't know he was with Oakland anymore or now.
Yeah, that happened.
It must have been recently.
No, I remember seeing it the other day.
I know, it must have been recently because I thought he was still in. I thought he was still in Albuquerque.
If it's on FanDuel, it must be true.
Well, I didn't even look at that. I just looked at this. So,
yeah, he was added to the roster on Saturday. It says. Yeah, two RBIs.
Mean, you know, my birthday weekend and everything.
That's right. You were in a haze of mushrooms and secondhand marijuana smoke.
Yeah, no.
I basically just described a Grateful Dead concert, but that's okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I think the Minnesota one's very interesting going up against Garza. Garza's been a guy who we have kind of been disappointed in stacking against here at times this season, but as the season has gone on, he's started to show his true self. So I really like that. Again, I mentioned at the top of the show or the top of the stack segment that the Brewer or the Twins have the highest implied run total increase today. It's only at 0.4, but as always, we'll be watching that throughout the day to see if it works. The overall game total has jumped up half a run as well in that game. So definitely a good sign there as well. Don't play Brian Dozier.
Yeah, don't play Brian Dozier.
Why is that?
Thank me later.
I saw yesterday you said he's got an ailment. He came out of that game on Sunday. He was I believe it was a sickness, but he did end up playing yesterday.
Yeah, he played yesterday. He went 0-for-5 with – I couldn't even freaking make contact with the ball. Outside of Texas, okay – he has 1, 2 – okay, outside of Texas and Houston. Outside the state of Texas. He has 2 home runs in his last 25 games.
Brian, I had him Sunday.
So
– when he got taken out after hitting the home run.
Yeah. I mean, he hit – and don't get me wrong, he still hit
– no.
He hit 3 home runs in Texas. And then he hit another 2 when they were in Houston. But
the ones against Texas, those were in Minnesota.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Hating on the state of Minnesota.
nobody cares about Minnesota anyways.
That is true. We do have a lot. With that being true, we do have a lot of subscribers from Minnesota, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know. But
that's still. Hey, don't worry. You know,
why do you go to Minnesota?
What's up?
Why would you go to Minnesota?
Apparently, they've got some nice skiing. Hockey's big there.
I'll go to Colorado to ski.
A lot of great scenery from what I hear. The Mall of America is there, you know, so if you want to reenact your Billy Hayward days running around the mall with your friends.
My Mighty Duck days when I can rollerblade around the mall.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, so see, Minnesota, I wouldn't say they have it all, but they've got something.
Dude, they lost the North Stars.
Yeah, but then they reclaimed the Wild.
And we're all happy about that.
Hey, they've had some good runs. I can't believe hockey's being talked about in August. Who are we? All right, that will conclude our stack segment. I'm ending it here because we need to get it going and get the positionals going here. But who are you liking behind the dish tonight?
Nobody.
What? You have to like somebody.
No. Gary Sanchez got benched because he can't hit the broadside of a barn and he can't freaking block a dang
ball. Yeah, I was going to say, it's more to do with his defensive laziness as Gerard. That's been a hot topic here on sports radio in the big city. So,
yeah, Mike Zanuno maybe 2100. If I have to roster somebody, I'm going to punt the heck out of it. Okay. I mean, I'd be willing to take a shot at just Dustin Garneau in that Oakland lineup. He can hit lefties. I've seen it personally. He can hit lefties. I've seen him do it. After the goose egg last night, it might not be a bad idea to go back to Wilson Contreras if he's back in that Chicago Cubs lineup against Ty Block. I know we don't pick on Ty Block a lot, but this is still Wilson Contreras, and it is somebody that does have the capability to go double dong even in AT&T. So I don't like the catcher position today. For everything I love about the first base position and a couple other positions, I cannot stand catcher tonight.
Boy, let me take you down this one here. So we've got Jason Castro today of the Minnesota Twins. Fantastic BVP numbers against.
Read them off because I'm looking at his 30-day numbers and they're not impressive.
Okay. 5 for 12, 4 extra base hits, 2 of those being homers against Matt Garza. We've got that. And then Cameron Rupp, 9 for 24, 3 extra base hits, 1 homer against Julio Teheran. So, again, both guys, nice ballparks for him to hit in. I like that. What's the deal with Castro over the last couple
304, 122.
Okay.
But he's 2,200 going against Matt Garza. So, I mean, there's with the BVP, there's some of your appeal. Yasmani Grandal is still under 3,000. So, I mean, there's some appeal there if you want to take a one-off or maybe a mini stack. That is the second best hitting ballpark in the majors. So,
yeah,
Dill can take a shot there.
No, as I said, with Castro though, and yesterday, you know, he goes 1 for 1, 2 walks, had a nice day. But I did have him on Sunday. He didn't get robbed of a homer, but pretty damn close to it. Would have had a couple RBIs on a double or triple or whatnot. So I don't know. When I saw him, he looked like he was hitting the ball decently well. But again, he's not going to be highly owned ever. He's at the bottom of that Twins order. So you've got that. I do wonder, though, we have another lefty on the mound for the Giants today, right? Ty Block?
Ty Block's a righty.
No, he's not. He's a lefty. You silly goose. Yeah, a lefty.
Oh, okay.
So,
sorry. I was looking at Parker Bardwell.
So Jose Contreras, you know, I know he offered last night, so not a terrible idea. Wilson Contreras, I said Jose Contreras. Yeah. He wouldn't be a bad idea to go back to.
Yeah, no.
Wilson
like I said,
with two L's.
You know, he burned a lot of people last night. He was almost 30% owned, so and that's on a 7-game slate. So his ownership is going to drop a little bit.
Yep, sure.
It should, especially being on the West Coast on a 15-game slate. I think this is, if you want to talk about game theory, I think this is a perfect opportunity to go back.
Yeah, I will say, though, even last night, trying to make a lineup together with Max Scherzer and Jose, or again, I keep saying, with Wilson Contreras, you know, pitcher, catcher, you use up a lot of your salary right there. It's not exactly easy to do much with the rest of your lineup, so keep that in mind.
I agree.
All right, anything else here?
No.
Fair
enough.
We've
spent too much time on catcher.
Okay, first base.
Do you want to start high or low?
I think we could start with the Toronto twosome, my favorite.
I will start with just Justin Smoke. I know what Kendrys Morales has done, and I understand it's CC Sabathia, but when I play Kendrys Morales, I want him from the left side of the plate.
He could bop from the right.
I never said he couldn't. I just said, preferably, I would want him from the left side of the plate.
Okay.
And I'm not even talking an ownership standpoint. I'm just talking like a pure, you know, Kendrys Morales is better overall from the left side of the plate. He's just a better hitter from the left side of the plate. Now, with that said, is he going to hit? Is he going to have all four at bats from the right side? No, absolutely not. He's not. So, I would rather go Justin Smoke. What's Kendrys Morales' price here? I mean, if you need the salary and you don't want to get, you still want to pick on CC, then yeah, go Morales. He's $800 cheaper. So, I just, it's either going to be high or low for me today. The only guy I might take in that mid range is probably Ryan Healy against Miranda. I mean, first base is just absolutely loaded. Eric Hosmer is underpriced. I don't like picking on Germán Marquez, especially now that he's switching leagues. I know he's going to get the DH. But these guys haven't seen him. He's a rookie. He's, you know, it's his first time through. And Marquez has actually been one of the better starters in baseball over the last month and a half. We talked about it before his last start. Ever since the 1st of July, he has absolutely just turned it up a notch. Quality start in his last five, has won four out of his last five, pitched at least six innings in all five of those starts, obviously, to get quality starts in his last five. Pitched into the seventh, four out of those last fives, and he's limiting the walks now. He's got 10K potential. As long as he doesn't get hit by a walk, a couple walks on a bomb, I don't really want to pick on him. But if I'm going to, I'm going to do it with somebody that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I know that's calling to saying, okay, yeah, just tell us something we don't know. But Edwin Encarnacion is absolutely on fire. For all the struggles that he had at the beginning of the season, he is murdering baseballs right now.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, you've also got the two top names there, Joey Votto, Paul Goldschmidt, both doing some serious damage. So don't mind either of those guys. Freddie Freeman, not bad against the Phils tonight. Zach Efron, your boy, back in our lives going for the Phils tonight. So not a bad option.
And probably your chalk value play option at the position if he's in the lineup going up against Derek Holland tonight at 2,600 on FanDuel.
Ah, yes.
Tyler White
is one of the donut holes today on DFSArmy.com. So definitely check that out.
His all grade, right. You want to know what his grade is?
Sure, why not?
672.14.
Hey, that could be a winning lotto number one day. All right, what do you got at second base?
Jose Altuve.
Nice.
Death taxes, Jose on the road versus a lefty. I mean, I just can't go. It's him. Here's the thing is we're not getting Eduardo Nunez at a discount anymore. He's $3,700. Javier Baez is $3,200. Jonathan Scope is $4,100. I mean, all of these guys that we were playing earlier in the season, they're all priced up. FanDuel's done for all the dumb moves that they've made at some of the other positions, they've done a really good job about making sure that these impact second basemen are priced up and you're going to have to make decisions on them. DJ LeMahieu, here's something for you. DJ okay. LeMahieu is $2,500.
Wow.
Speaking of which.
You're going to pay me $2,500?
No. I was looking to see what Nolan was. Because if Nolan was below 3,000, then I would be like, oh my God. But he's not. But DJ, look, he's not. If you want a value play in tournaments, he's not going to be owned. He's going to be hitting that two spot. If you're going with Chris Sale, DJ LeMahieu has probably got the most talent for the cheapest amount of money.
Interesting. Yeah, you look at DJ LeMahieu, you know, fourth best hitting second baseman in the league over the last week, 8 for 21, getting on base, doing his thing, coming around to score. Don't mind it at all.
And his quad is getting healthier because he's starting to run first to third on singles, and he's starting to score from first on doubles.
Yep, gotcha. So, you didn't play Javi Baez last night. You were probably hating life, and I would put myself in that category. But another homer, this one of the inside the
park. Yeah, because I chose Scooter Gennett over him.
This one of the inside the park variety. So that's
a two-run inside the park home run at that.
Now that is, what, three homers for him? That's in the last three games, right?
Yeah, he's absolutely crushing the ball right now. 500 ISO versus lefties. His ISO versus righties is just as good, if not better. 3,200 on FanDuel. He's priced up on DraftKings, but he's 3,200 on FanDuel, so I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, he let's see here. It's actually wow, a lot more for Javi here. No, that is – all right, so last night's homer was the first one in a couple of games, but still three in the last six and four in the last nine for him. So still doing a good job getting on base. I mean, you want to take a look at – he's had at least nine FanDuel points in the last six games, at least 12 in five of the last six, and at least 20 in four of the last six. So – very, very good job by Javi, and he gets another lefty tonight. 3,200, his price crept up a little bit, but he is in the zone. Looking at another second baseman, I mean, D. Murph is hot, still continuing to rake. 3,900 is going to be a lot, but yeah, your Altuve on the road against the lefty is quite appealing. Just going to be a little bit difficult to fit him in there.
Oh, crap.
What's that?
FanDuel just dropped the bomb.
What'd they do?
Week one, NFL.
They took kickers out?
Nope.
It's posted. They have them. Very nice, very nice.
Sunday Million.
Oh, I can't wait to pick my kicker.
Sunday Million, $6. 200,000 to first place.
What kicker am I going to pick? Should be fun. You know, they have kickers for the preseason games. So ridiculous.
Yeah, but they should be the easiest to hit because how many kicker positions are open?
Ah, you got a couple teams. Like Tampa, for instance, they have we've got Roberto Aguayo and Nick Folk, both of whom are going to be duking it out. A lot of these teams got
Roberto Aguayo's got the job. You're not spending a second-round kick to pick on a kicker just to give up in 2 years.
I would, to be quite honest
you're an idiot.
If Folk
and that's
that,
why you guys will never win another championship.
Sometimes when you have a bad investment, you got to realize what, you know, what
he's
it is.
He's a kicker. Get his head and his confidence back in his freaking gut. Wait, and
we
go.
We got time for all that, all right? We got to win some ball games in the Bay, all right?
Just wanted to let you know, who do you think's the highest price, without looking, who do you think's the highest priced player on this week one slate? Oh,
damn. I forget who's playing who, but I got to think David Johnson.
David Johnson by 100 over Le'Veon Bell.
Wow, yeah.
Who is evidently questionable with a groin injury. And let on the there it says begin. Bell will work with a foot specialist in Florida until the middle of next week.
Goodness gracious.
So he's got a groin and a foot.
Unreal, unreal. All right,
anyways,
let's...
back to baseball.
Yes, yes, yes. What the hell are we on? Third baseman? Third baseman. Yeah, we brought up the numbers with Jake Lamb before. Fantastic against Kenta Maeda. Really like that play a lot. And you mentioned the A's looking pretty good tonight against Ariel Miranda. So, of course, Ryan Healy against lefties, money in the bank. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Mike Moustakas, Rafael Devers. I mean, there's a lot of them. Josh Donaldson. Mm-hmm. He's the highest graded. Anthony Rendon, Alex Bregman. I mean, Manny Machado, who is probably one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now.
Granny last night.
Yep. So you've got some. You've got some options. Just make sure you don't take Miguel Sano.
Gotcha.
Dude, did you realize that since the All-Star break, okay, he's been hit four times in the same damn hand?
Well, maybe you should try batting lefty.
I don't think that would help.
No, definitely not. We were talking about A's third baseman. Now, I know Matt Chapman doesn't have the greatest numbers against lefties this season, but he is on an absolute tear right now. 538 on base percentage, 1.288 OPS, both of those highs among MLB third baseman over the last week. So 8 for 20 over the last six games, 4 doubles, 6 RBIs, 6 walks, 7 runs. Chappaluskovich. Check him out. Actually, I got him and Manny Machado both hitting 400 over the last week.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Chapman, better numbers. What are you gonna do? All right. I don't have anything else here. Alex Bregman, though, I forgot. I do have something there. His numbers are outstanding, by the way. Just below that of Matt Chapman. But Bregman is 8 for 23. Check this out, Keith. 6 extra base hits, 2 of those homers, 7 RBIs in his last 6 games. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Bregman.
Yep.
And don't forget, E. Nunez from the Red Sox been killing it.
Yeah, he's second base.
Okay, well, let's go back to second base.
We already mentioned him.
Okay, let's go back to him again.
No.
Okay, all right, fine. Jeez. I don't
Shortstop.
Know. Shortstop.
There's one guy that pops off the page because he's cheap and he crushes lefties is Jordy Mercer.
Okay.
2,100. Andrelton Simmons, if you listened to me yesterday in Slack, I said Andrelton Simmons was in a good spot. He's, other than Mike Trout, he was the only Los Angeles Angel of Anaheim in Orange County, California, to actually do something.
What
Paul
did he
DeJong,
end up with?
A couple hits and a stolen base and a run scored, I think.
Woohoo!
Paul DeJong and Zach Cozart both had phenomenal games yesterday. They were two of our top shortstops. And
DeJong with the patented A-Rod garbage time homer last night.
Yeah, but it was a positive garbage time homer. Like,
yes,
they weren't down 11-3. They were up like 9-3, and he hits it to go up to 11-3.
Still garbage time.
Hey, it all counts the same in fantasy.
It does.
Friend.
It does. It goes. Hey, I had him. I mean, that was like the only
I had Zach
I had
Cozart,
last
so
night.
I made the right decision.
All right.
Not that DeJong was a bad decision, but yeah. Zach Cozart was just a little bit better.
Cozart had a moonshot
no
last
kidding.
Night.
And if you want to take a shot on Corey Seager versus Zach Godley, I wouldn't fault you either.
No. I mentioned Freddy Galvis with the good BVP against Julio Tehran. Lefties, SunTrust Park. All detriments to Mr. Tehran tonight, so I don't mind that one at all. Freddie owes me from Sunday, too, with his Ofer in Colorado. Had a huge day with him with his zero in there.
Yeah, he was about the only guy that really didn't have a good series in Colorado, at least one good game. Most of the other ones had at least one good game. Cameron Rupp tore it up, but most of the other guys had at least one good game. He was the one that kind of was quiet the whole time. So,
yep. Just a couple other names I'm looking at that could draw some interest here. Marcus Semien going up against the lefty. Miranda, Keith loves the A's tonight. I haven't dug in on the numbers as much as I usually do, but, you know, if he likes it, I'm sure I'll like it as well. And Marwin Gonzalez going up against Derek Holland tonight.
Yes.
I dig that. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
No. Okay. Outfielders, let's close it strong.
Chris Taylor.
Oh.
The outfield is like,
as always,
again, loaded. If Dusty Coleman's back in that San Diego lineup, he's min price at 2,000. Just going by prices here. Let's see here. Yasiel Puig.
Okay.
Anybody? 3,100.
Wow. Jumped.
Yeah, but still cheap.
Wow. What a sports nut, huh?
Let's see here. Sean Rodriguez, if he's in that lineup, versus Matt Boyd. I'm trying to stay under 3,000. Jose Ozuna. Daniel Nava. Love the Phillies tonight. Daniel Nava, 2,700. Gerardo Parra is 2,400.
Oh.
He's one of the best hitters in baseball since the All-Star break. Since before the All-Star break, sorry. J.D. Martinez. He's 4,000. Never mind.
Jake Dizzle.
Abraham Almonte.
Abraham. 2,100.
I don't even know if he's in the big leagues right now currently, but yeah, sure. Why not? He's 2,100. He's cheap. He's 2,100, and we're gonna need value. So
you know, it's funny when I was writing my preseason article, you know, over the last couple of days, there were a couple guys' names that I wrote down, and I was like, "Is he even alive? I don't know. I'll check it out later." But it's funny. I had this one list of guys' names that I just wrote, little synopsis or whatever, and then I had the final cut list where I had like researched them all, and yeah. That's how it came to fruition.
Yep.
So, only difference is we've been playing baseball since April.
Yeah, you can nitpick all the top-end guys. Obviously, in tournaments, Charlie Blackmon, Nolan Arenado are in play because they can put the ball at a ballpark. Guys like Mike Trout, Giancarlo Stanton, Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper are going to be your top guys in good spots.
Well, let's take a rundown here of some of these.
Hold on. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Can you guess what Michael Conforto's price is?
$4,200.
Damn you.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it.
Oh, okay. You cheater.
I did cheat. All right, let's take a look at some of these value options here who I just pulled up here on a dollar per point.
I just talked about all of them.
Well, there are a couple you didn't hit. Albert Amora. He is min price.
Hey, I talked about AA.
Okay. All right. I'm just throwing him up there.
Abraham Almonte.
Yeah. Nick Williams is only 2,800 on FanDuel. That's a hell of a bargain.
Did I miss him?
I think you did.
Okay.
Adam Lind, 2,200 going up against the Marlins. A total of 10 in that game tonight.
Oh, did they put him at outfield?
Yep.
Ooh.
How about Patrick Kivlehan, who we were trying to get the name right yesterday? Goes granny yesterday.
Pinch hit granny. Another guy, Jacob Marisnik.
Okay, I like it. Big night a couple weeks ago.
Last week.
Yeah, I believe it was on a Tuesday. Uh-oh. You know what that means? We got
to
check.
Yeah, you need to start putting that out.
All right, let's see. We'll close off the show.
Not on the pod.
All right, well, maybe if an outfielder is him. Is he?
Keon Broxton went big pop a fly last night.
Bananas last night. Yeah, so it's not like it's a damn secret or anything, but top Tuesday hitter in the league this season, Daniel Murphy. So I'm sorry, 12 extra base hits on Tuesdays at league high, 24 RBIs as well. And he's only struck out 5 times in 64 plate appearances.
There you go.
The man loves Tuesdays, so that is your guy. He'll probably be the cover guy today as well. So, good to know. All right, folks, that was fun. We'll do I don't know when the next time we're Friday, because Donuts is going to be on instead of you.
And that's if you get done with his hazing rituals.
That is, now he has to drink for 72 hours straight, so he'll be coming in fresh.
Hungover.
Yeah, sure. Right to the show. That's the hazing ritual. I just made it up. But yeah, me
there
and
you
Donut,
go, Donuts.
Me and Donuts on Friday should be a good show. And then
next week too, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll talk. Well, hold on. No Monday and Tuesday next week, right?
For me, no. I'll still be in Chicago.
Okay. Oh, so Donuts will do Monday and Tuesday again?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping.
Look at this. A lot of Donuts. All right. You better not get Wally pipped out in Chicago, Keith.
Hey, so, if I do, I'm not going to be butthurt.
This will be the last time that we talk voice to voice. So congrats and good luck on the finals there out in Chicago. Tell everybody I said go F themselves out there. And yeah, it should be a good time.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed. All right. Again, if you like what you heard, you want to get involved, use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, get you 7 free days. And again, remember, that deal ends on Sunday. So I would definitely get involved now. I mean, hell, I just wrote an article for preseason football. So if we got that, you know we got everything else, folks. And yeah, that's it. DFSArmy.com. Make sure you join up. Me, Keith, the rest of the Army. We gone.
Peace out.